We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 now, and we have some activity in traffic this morning. Not really affecting traffic that much, but the fire trucks are rolling. Jad, what's going on with this on East Kellogg right now?
Looks like a car versus a building. 6600 block of East Kellogg. They're saying this is a building at the Steven Motor Group.
Oh, okay.
Apparently a car drove into a building there and did some structural damage.
All right. When again was it? 6600?
6600 block of East Kellogg.
All right. Grass fires continue to burn in many areas of Kansas.
On Wednesday, Reno County crews were battling a grass fire near Lake Cable Road, southwest of Hutchinson. Hutchinson Fire Chief Stephen Beer tells KSN News they've battled 4 structure fires and around 15 grass fires so far this week.
Crews have been busy. Last night alone, every single fire apparatus in Reno County was out on fighting fires. Everybody's right now on about 3 hours of sleep in the last 2 days. And it's just, it's taken its toll.
Chief Beer says that current dry conditions and high winds have made fighting and getting fires under control more difficult. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police are looking for a man who resisted, battered, and fled from authorities. Monday night, officers responded to the report in East Wichita of a stolen GMC Yukon from Davis Moore. An officer located the stolen car on East Pawnee near the Kansas Turnpike, saw the suspect pumping gas and getting in the car. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the officer made contact with the suspect, who began resisting arrest, refusing to comply, and injuring the officer in the mouth.
The suspect then jumped into the passenger seat of a blue Pontiac G6 and fled from that scene. Another officer did locate the Pontiac G6 at Pawnee and Oliver shortly after it fled, and a traffic pursuit ensued, which was discontinued due to excessive speeds in residential neighborhoods.
The police department is asking for the public's help in locating 40-year-old Brandon Paxson, a person of interest in this case. There's a picture of Paxson accompanying the story on our website, knssradio.com.
Confirmation hearings continue for Secretary of State-designate Mike Pompeo.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul remains the lone Republican holdout on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to oppose CIA Director Mike Pompeo's confirmation to be the next Secretary of State. But despite that opposition, Paul says he is open to meeting with Pompeo after receiving a phone call from the president. Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner, who also sits on the Foreign Relations Committee, tells Fox News at night,
I think we can work with Rand Paul. I hope that, that those conversations continue to gain his support.
Pompeo is also facing criticism from Democrats on the committee, like New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, for failing to be forthcoming about his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush will lie in repose in her Houston church tomorrow. A private funeral is scheduled for Saturday.
Her family recalls a young girl who met her husband at 16, the only man she ever kissed. A mother who kept them together after the death of her 3-year-old daughter. And the woman who reminded them, you have to look for the joy in life.
Because as Ferris Bueller said on his day off, life moves pretty fast, and you don't stop and look around once a while, you're going to miss it.
Her husband, former President George H.W. Bush, held her hand for hours the day she died and was at her side until the end. The 92-year-old had struggled with health issues in recent years. On Sunday, her family announced she wasn't seeking further medical treatment. Her son, former President George W. Bush, said she had no fear of death.
In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News.
7:34 now, Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. May want to grab the jacket on the way out the door. A chilly start to the day, then sunny upper 50s around lunchtime. 63 for the high this afternoon with light northeast winds. Clear tonight, our low 41. Breezy and 65 on Friday, and a good chance of rain for us moving in early Saturday morning. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 33 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, 33 degrees. windy day across Kansas, central Kansas, yesterday.
To say the least.
High temperature was 64 degrees. Felt like it was about 34. Normal high, 69. Wichita recorded a wind gust of 49 miles per hour. So, yeah, still blowing out there. Still blowing stuff up in the air for you, those of us who are suffering from allergies. It was on this date in 2000 that four tornadoes struck southeast Kansas. Strongest was an F3. It hit downtown Parsons.
Yeah, it just barreled down the center of Parsons.
Now, they had an outdoor carnival, but they had enough warning that they could evacuate that. Yeah. Twister caused major damage to 750 buildings.
Yeah, it was...
Injured 27 people. Now, I didn't think there were 750 buildings in Parsons.
Just hit the heart of the city.
That big a city, but it is. Another tornado, this one rated F2, moved through Erie.
Not too far away from Parsons.
Yeah, it injured 3 people, heavily damaged 12 homes. Those 4 tornadoes caused nearly $72 million in damage. That was on this date in 2000.
Yeah, bad day for Parsons.
All right. It is Thursday, April 19th, 2018. It was on this date in 1775. The American Revolutionary War began with the battles of Lexington and Concord. And Ted?
Pretty interesting developments in the history of mankind. Colonies fighting their regal rulers.
To put it in perspective, okay? You had a just ragtag group of militia here, and they're taking on what was the biggest,
the primary,
strongest
fighting force,
military force
in the,
world.
On the planet. Yeah,
and a lot of it had to do with the fleet. I mean, the navy that the Brits had was terrific, outstanding. And I, frankly, the more I read about it, the more I just scratch my head and think maybe the British really didn't want to keep us. Maybe it was too tough. But yeah, and when you look at that, if you study your history, you find out that although we celebrate the people. The men, primarily, who got this, who wanted to be free and wanted to have a free country and all that, you study that and you find out that about half of the people in America still wanted to stay subjects of England.
Yeah, they were perfectly happy being British subjects and going on with their lives without fighting a revolution.
They didn't think the taxes were that bad, and you had to, you know, you were part of the biggest, baddest country in the world. And so it wasn't one of those things where everybody rose up, and like 95% of the people were for it. Anyway, it's a great date in our history. The American Revolutionary War began, and it was a tough struggle, but we got her done, as we say. And we got another story from England today. Nude radio. That's what was going on in a BBC radio program in Sheffield, England. A host there did part of his show naked. Ronnie Robinson, speaking to a male guest from British Naturism, who also agreed to strip off for the half-hour chat. It was a countdown, and both were heard taking their clothes off while on air. The interview was part of a regular feature on the show called Bearing All, where a local guest is invited to talk about their life and what's shaped them as a person. So, what does it matter, Ted?
Why does it matter if you're naked on the radio? Who cares?
Well, I think people use their imaginations and, you know, people, that kind of thing. Oh, somebody's naked.
We could be naked right now. Nobody would know.
Nobody would know, but if we were, we would be so embarrassed that we probably couldn't talk, right? Oh, no.
That'd be 3 boring hours, man.
It really would. Us
sitting here naked, not talking.
Yeah.
That would be awkward.
Well, to say the
it's
least.
It's awkward enough, even with our clothes on.
Yeah, with our clothes on, it's pretty awkward sometimes. You got it right there. Okay, we got the story of the possum. This is another story out of Florida. The story of the possum, okay? Where deputies responded to a 911 call from a woman who was vexed to discover an opossum in her bedroom. Now, there's an O on opossum. We usually just shorten it to possum here in Kansas. But it's opossum. Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said Dagny D. Kuiper called 911 Saturday to request help with her unusual wildlife problem. Quote, I don't know how to explain this. I'm a single woman. I'm 53 years old, and I think it's a possum. Kuiper told 911 in the call. Kuiper said the opossum had peed on her bed before climbing her nightstand and refusing to budge. Apparently, it lodged itself in a drawer there. It was a baby.
Apparently, they don't have animal control in this county.
A little baby possum. It was going to hurt her, but, you know, she was upset. The baby possum was taken into custody without incident and released back to his parents with a stern warning, the sheriff's office said.
Hmm.
Awesome.
The story could have been worse. At least the caller did know that it was a possum. It wasn't another story of a Florida person saying that they saw a giant bear or a, you know, huge chupacabra or something. And come by and they find a raccoon or a possum.
Yeah, it's a Florida story where just a little possum is misbehaving and not some human being, because it seems like every day we have a Florida story about somebody doing something crazy.
Well, if you live alone, you don't want wildlife, you know, critters in your house.
You were talking earlier about a little possum. How could that be scary? Well, you know,
if it's in the middle of the night and you live alone and all of a sudden you hear noise, like, what the hell?
And I was saying, you know, with my wife, if that happened, she would have been beside herself, bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, exactly.
Because any furry creature there that's not a doggy or a kitty, she'll go crazy. So anyway, the possum in the drawer and the pandemonium that it brought. I had a good night last night at the Chucker baseball game. A cold night.
KNSS night.
We were recognized there, and you and I and our KNSS radio station. That's great.
Yeah, and after you left, the wind died down.
Oh, it did? Well, that's what they say about me. The wind dies down when I leave. So, yeah, that weather was affecting my wife, so we thought we'd leave. But, yeah, I had a good game last
good
night.
Game. For Shocker fans, anyway.
And I got to sit with a friend of mine from childhood days, a fellow named Ed Hill. And I was telling you a while ago that off the air, talking about the fact that I don't know that I've ever seen a bigger baseball fan than Ed. Started in Little League, and he played right on through almost college. And he just loves baseball, even more than I do. So we got to sit there with him and chat a little.
Nice.
And also the same guy who was the best man at our wedding. So,
yeah, there were a lot of interesting folks in your little section there.
Had a good section there.
Dick Honeyman was there.
I didn't see Honeyman. Where was he?
A couple rows behind you.
Well, I thought that was him, but
he yelled at me to sit down at one point.
He didn't say hi to me or anything. Yeah. Something. Have I offended Dick in some way?
You have to ask him.
Yeah. I probably have.
Looked like there were a lot of members of the Bishop Carroll baseball team.
Yeah, they were right in
your section there, and they were loading up on the 50-cent hot dogs last night.
50-cent hot dogs. Wow. What could be better than that?
So, yeah. Saw those long lines at the concession stand. People want those 50-cent wieners.
Oh, they were going like hotcakes. All right, Ted. 7:42 now. Steve and Ted. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update. And Bill's going to talk about local government support for expansion at Spirit AeroSystems.
All right.
That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.